Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa.
Hi.
Episode 12.
We are number 12. I was just looking up to see how you say 12 in Spanish.
Oh, geez.
Oh, is it? It is doce.
Doce.
Doce. Here we go. Okay. Doce.
So that's where we are.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Today. Actually, it was fantastic. We had a family wedding where Pistol Pete showed up. These are all OSU. I'm actually the only one out of six kids that didn't go to OSU.
Oh, wow. So. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they all went. I ended up going to UCO. Well, all of us went to St. Gregory's, and then all six of us did. And then I went to UCO. They went off to OSU. So I really broke the mold there. So saw lots of family from all over. That was like just so great because you know how much that means to me.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest. Oh, championship. Ty won. They won another NFL flag football middle school championship. So, you know, that's his gig and that's what he loves to do. So,
right.
And man, all those kids are so awesome. He's made such great friends through that league. So, and then they boys went and slipped over to friend's house at the lake. And it was a busy weekend, good weekend, but I'm sore from it. So
just going nonstop,
not wearing the right shoes. I mean, I should have worn tennis shoes walking on all those rocks and, you know, things like that. And I wore sandals and my gosh, it makes such a difference on your body. So I got to keep a good pair of tennis shoes up there because I feel this weekend, I feel like I'm about 90, but I'm all right. How about you?
I felt like it was just busy nonstop. Like I had all my friends just come into my backyard. They have access to my backyard. And so it's kind of.
They just pop up?
They just, yeah.
I love it.
So we had, my backyard stays ready for guests.
Man, I think that is awesome.
Yeah. So we had a lot of people come over for that. And we just, usually they bring whatever they want to drink. And we just sat out there. My backyard's so pretty and it's huge and it's really great. So it was just kind of fun. Just
I love that.
They don't ever come in the house. They just pop in and we sit outside and talk and it's the best.
And believe it or not, Lisa and I don't get the time to really hang out outside of, we went to dinner that night.
Yeah.
But I mean, we do both lead such different lives, mm-hmm. but it is one of those friendships that you can pick up where you left off. Mm-hmm. Obviously 20 years, some odd years later, but
don't always see.
Yeah. We don't get to nurture each other in those ways, but there's other ways we do. Get to talk on the phone and stuff like that.
And
so
text a lot.
All different kinds of friendships are important. That.
And we have so much in common.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I saw, we do, without a doubt. I remember seeing a girl talking about her kind of, what, like, she figured out in life finally what her kind of friends were. And they were the people who were the I don't care friends. And what she meant by that is it's the people who say, it's okay, I don't care you didn't call me right back. I don't care.
Oh, right.
It's okay if you got to cancel or we got to reschedule. It's fine. I don't care. Do what need. And I liked how that was because really it's so many different stages of life. There are a lot of times, you know, I'm horrible at saying, I'll call you right back. I don't even know if I really mean that I'm going to call you right back.
You don't, because you never call back. You say it all the time and you don't.
To me, that's a goodbye. I'll talk to you later. Just don't know when. So, but that's what, you know, you got to have those. And I feel like I'm a very easygoing friend. You'd really have to do a lot to make me so mad that I'm just like, I'm over this. But I like that. I don't care, friends.
That is nice. And yeah, I dated a guy that would always say, well, I'll call you back. I got to go. I'll call you back in a minute. Never called me back. I'm like, stop saying that because I'm expecting a call back in a minute.
See, and I would never think twice as somebody said, I'm going to call you right back. So if I've ever told anybody I'm going to call you right back, don't take offense to it.
Yeah, you never call back. But you do say that all the time. That is your way. That's your way to get off the phone. I'll call you back. And then I'm like,
gosh.
She's not calling back.
So funny. Well, yeah, you should see how many text messages I have that are unread.
Oh, I'm the same way. My phone is ridiculous.
But it's all so much of spam. So yeah. What do you do?
But you also see it come in and it's something that doesn't need to be answered. I will say my pet peeve with that is when someone texts you and they ask you questions and you answer it and then you reply back with the answer and a question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crickets. No, there's a question mark behind that sentence.
There's more.
And you don't hear back. It's like, wait, I answered your question. It's just crazy.
I gotta go back and look at our message. Or my deal is I'll pick up the phone and call somebody instead. And so the message looks unread
or
whatever.
Unanswered, yeah.
Speaking of that, we talked about messages from our moms.
Oh, geez.
And I told you, like, I save all those messages. I still have, well, it was too late for me to have any for my dad. But even with my boss, Brian, who is so special to me, I still have messages from him that I've not erased. And I have messages from my mom I've not opened yet. I kind of save them. And the reason why I never listened to him is because if I saw that she called, I'd pick up the phone and just call her back. And I just have unlistened to messages that sometimes I'll treat myself to. So, and I know you discovered.
Yeah, finally, you tell me about that.
Yeah.
And so I my mom was always, if she called me and I didn't answer, she would immediately text me. So I didn't have a lot of messages, but you had mentioned that you had some that you saved for special occasions. And I was telling you last night that Fridays are hard for me because for the past 2.5 years or so, I went over every Friday and spent the day Friday and then and spent the night with them. And then most of the day, Saturday, helping them the house. I cleaned the house. I cooked for them and just helped my dad take care of her because she'd been to the point where it was hard for her to get up. And so Fridays are hard because that was the day I was always so excited. I'd get up and I'd go to the grocery store and plan the food I was making for him. And so I've really noticed Fridays are hard days for me since she passed away. And so this last Friday, I was really missing her and the whole idea. And so I remember what you said. So I got out on my phone and I did have some like that saved in your deleted messages. Well, I had no idea they stay out there that long going back to like 2020,
it's awesome.
2021. And so I listened to them and it was the dumbest thing I've ever done. I was put me in a tailspin. I was not good.
My niece had put together a whole bunch of messages from my mom in a TikTok, and it is the most precious.
Wow.
That's a gut wrencher.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, for my birthday many years ago, I told my mom, she was busy with my dad at Claremore. I just said, all I want for my birthday is for you to make me a video that says that you're singing happy birthday. And she was like, oh my gosh, that feels so weird. And of course, but she did it. And I still have that happy birthday video. So little things like that, for those of us that have kids, sisters, anybody who loves you, make them a video that just, you're singing happy birthday. Yeah. Be your goofy self. Be your, because those things are special.
They always called us on our birthday. They did all the grandkids, everybody for years on our birthday and saying happy birthday to us. And it was always my mom leading that. And my dad's doing that now by himself,
so
which
good.
I know is hard for him, but I love that he's doing
Me
it.
Me too. It's
and
a good dad.
I hope he keeps it up because it was always funny when she was alive because they'd sing together. She'd have the phone and she'd sing together. They'd sing, and then he'd just hand the phone to her and he'd walk
he'd
off.
Walk
and then
off.
She and I would carry on conversation. So, I mean, I love it that he's doing it. But
I do too.
It's going to be sad on my birthday that it's not the both of them. But yeah, that wasn't good for me. That was hard.
Sorry.
I've kept them. They're still in there. But I told my dad that day, I'm like, well, I made a mistake today. And he said, what'd you do? And I told him, he goes, oh gosh, no, there's no way. Not ready. And maybe I will be ready. Maybe at some point I will love to listen to him. But I think it's still too soon. It was too raw for me now.
You
so
know,
maybe down the road.
I just keep noticing so many people on Facebook that are struggling with grief. I mean, with death, just losing the people that we love. And really so much of it I see are people losing their moms. And but one girl just this week said, you know, when does this pain go away? And I think I had even said the same thing a few weeks ago, like that constant frog in your throat and things like that. And it came to my mind, and I commented on this because I said, I think that with you asking me to do this with you and then you experiencing loss so recently, and I'm 2 years, 5 months into it, it's given me the opportunity to have to be strong for you. Which is helpful to you. And talking about this stuff is helpful. And so my advice is to get out there and to do things for other people to where we can take our focus off of just our own sorrow, because there is a happiness that comes out of being there for someone else. It's just all a part of the process. So, but I think the longer we sit there, I sat there for a long time. So,
well, and I think everybody grieves differently, and I think you have to sit in it. I think that helps you heal from it. And I have noticed that about you. I feel like you have really stepped up and become kind of my strength through this. And
we both have some tears in our eyes. It's okay.
It's so crazy because it helps.
I'm glad.
And I didn't know that that's, I didn't know that's what I needed.
Well, I didn't know this was going to bring me a newfound strength either. So there, God provides.
I think the process of grief is, it's so funny. And we kind of talked about it last week. It's like you are still in the middle of it. And I feel like I'm way down in the bottom of it. And the rest of the world moves on.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to just scream and go, but wait, I lost my mom. I can't be happy today, or I can't do that today. And you kind of have to just act like everything's okay. You feel mm-hmm. like people have moved on. They're like, okay, yes, you had mm-hmm. your moment. Now let's go. Life moves on. And you're like, no, I'm still
here.
Sad.
Uh-huh.
It's hard.
It is very hard. But I have now found there is a point where we get a little stronger.
Well, and I love that. And I think that was kind of my thing with my Poison Bald and Still Standing podcast, was that very thing, is like you come through it, you know, and it's 8 years and you feel like you've got to help others through the same thing, because it's, you know, a devastating news. And I kind of did the same thing with cancer as you're doing mm-hmm. for me. I did that for others going through it, because, you know, there's nothing can prepare you for mm-hmm. that news. And then what happens through that whole process mm-hmm. of treatment and stuff. And so it does really help to help others through that.
And even this week, I saw a group of friends and I had a message from a friend, and I had a feeling that she had been going through something, because there was just something she said in the message that made me think she's going through something. We'll come to find out, like, menopause is hitting this person really hard mm-hmm. and you would never know it ever by looking at her. Like, ever in a million years. And a bunch of us were kind of sitting around, and like a couple of us don't feel like what others are feeling, or, you know, it's just been easier. But then the other people that were talking, it's just been absolute hell. I mean, they are walking through hell over and over every day. And to see how much pain people are really going through with that. And but unless you talk about it,
nobody knows.
You can't understand what somebody else is going through. So I was just really shocked, honestly, to hear that. And I felt for her, you know. And of course, they're trying all kinds of things, you know, with hormones and things like that. And then you got to wonder, like, how much is that? You know, there's a whole lot of stuff they're messing with. And, it's like so overwhelming mm-hmm. to try to figure it out.
I mean, people go through all sorts of crazy things mm-hmm. with that change of life and what happens to your body. And it's sad, because, you know, people always joke about hormones and how, you know, they're crazy because they're in menopause. But hormones, what I've learned, even just through what I've been through with losing my everything overnight in surgery, and then working with wellness clinics that are my clients, I mean, hormones play a role, not just for, you know, the little things in life. They help with your heart. They help mm-hmm. with cardio stuff, and they're so important for all your other organs. And so everything is in shock when you're losing your hormones as fast as you do in menopause. And so it does throw everything off. Mm-hmm. And it's not that women are crazy. It's just that your body is literally
totally
screaming
changing.
For help. Yeah. It's nuts what it does to your body. So it's really sad, really, when you think about it.
Just need to keep having a good day. So you had lots of people at your house, which I need to pop by and do that sometime.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's an open invitation to my backyard.
All right. We'll make it happen. And then, so my dog, you know, Daisy, she's a fatty. If anybody has seen her, she is a roly-poly. So she has some joint issues. And so I finally started giving her this, a supplement called Cosequin.
I've heard of it.
Cosequin Joint Health.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to share it. And I'm giving it to Skippy too, but I have really seen a difference, because she was super hesitant to like jump off of the bed, and she just kind of walked like a old lady. I mean, you could tell she was uncomfortable. It is helping. And I'm super happy to say that. And they're just little chewables. Both of them like the taste of it. And Skippy is so picky. She will eat anything, absolutely anything. But so I'll have to share that, because I do see a difference in the way she's walking and all that. Before I left out the door, Ty started screaming for me. And I had to give her the Heimlich. I frequently give her the Heimlich because I think she fakes choking. I don't know what the deal is. I had to just, you know, I get under, and it's really interesting to watch. That nothing came up, but I just freak out thinking she's choking. You don't want to choke in front of me, Lisa, because I'll start giving me the Heimlich.
I'm like, you're the person I need to take with me if I go. You know how when you get older, it's like your parents always choked on everything? It's like when you get to that point, well, if you need someone with you.
No, man, I get under her and I try to lift all. I'm like, she's like, I'm dead. I'm good. I'm good.
Collagen I was talking about last week. It was a nightmare this weekend with people ordering it. It's so crazy how that. It's like liquid gold, but they have a collagen for dogs too. So
are you serious?
And it really helps. Yeah.
Okay.
If you have joint pain, this is the stuff for you. And so they do have them for dogs.
Okay. I'm going to look at that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I like that.
It's got a great flavor. They'll like it too. So have you ever heard of the Coop pillow?
No.
You know, my whole sleep thing, like that's a full-time job in my life. I bought this pillow called Coop, C-O-O-P. And it is, it's for side sleepers, and I'm a side sleeper.
Yes, I am too.
And it's got a big, like, small U shaped. And so that way you lay on your side, your head's sort of in the curve, and then you've got places to put your arm. I've had it for a week, and it is the best thing ever.
Okay, and we're a week into it, and you're still...
I'm a week into it, yeah. I really, really... It does really help you, because it...
I'm looking at it right now.
So they say when you sleep on your side, you know, like you're compacted, like your chin's scrunched down to your chest because of how you sleep.
And when you sleep with T-Rex hands.
And then you pull your arms up. Well, this keeps your head, your neck at the right space from your... chest, how we tend to dip it down. So it keeps your head spaced away from your chest. So your breathing's better and your arms don't get so, you know, caught up underneath you when you sleep on your side.
Because it makes shoulder pain and all that.
It really has helped everything.
I have noticed I've made more of an effort to sleep straight. Like I'll still sleep on my side, but I kind of try to stretch my legs out instead of, because I will sleep in a ball.
Me too.
Position.
Yeah.
Since I have been doing that, that has also helped with my hip pain. You know, and I notice my knee doesn't throb as much at night. As long as I sleep with it straight, it is, it makes a big difference.
It is kind of funny how when you get older, you wake up sore. You're like, all I did was sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the way we sleep. We're all curled up and...
Yeah, we do. And I don't, you know, when I had my neck surgery, well, just when I injured my neck, I used to be a stomach sleeper, which I kind of wonder how much this has saved my skin. You know, over the last 7 years, not sleeping on my stomach.
Yes.
And on my face like that. Like I cannot turn my neck like that anymore comfortably. So it is possible to train yourself to sleep on your back.
Yeah.
And get off your stomach. But I do think that makes a difference.
Do you snore if you're on your back?
No, I'm not a snorer. But I'm telling you guys, that chin strap, whoever is out there with a snoring problem,
get that for your
husband.
It is
shocking how good that thing is. And it's just a little strap. And that, I think you have that linked on my thing, don't you, where people can get that. That thing works. Like, I'm just totally shocked at the difference that makes. And some people may not need that CPAP machine, that bulky machine. I can't imagine having to travel with that. And the sound. When this little thing is there and it's so simple.
Huh.
So... $20 for two of them.
Yeah. Well, I have one, but not for snoring. It's just
for the chin.
Yeah. I forget
it's the
to
same
do it.
Thing.
Probably it's got to be similar. So, I just never, I always forget to do it.
Well, I'm going to look at that pillow.
Speaking of men, have you seen that TikTok trend? It makes me laugh that the men are calling their friends at night to say goodnight.
I have seen it.
It makes me laugh because the guys are like, what is wrong?
What is going on?
Have you been kidnapped? Is this a sign? Am I supposed to send the police? It's just because men are
some funny
so
trends.
Not those people that are going to call their friend and just say, I will sit and watch it for hours. It cracks me up.
I love those things. They have, a couple of people have asked me this week if Steven and I would do that, that where the cop chases the spouse and arrests them. Have you seen that?
No.
You get in a foot pursuit with your cop. That would be Steven. So it would be me trying to act like a criminal running from him. And there's all kinds of videos on TikTok about it. And it's actually so funny.
And then you say why they're running.
No, it's just this foot pursuit. It's just you trying to get away from. So if you see it on there, you'll understand what I'm saying.
I did
see one
last night,
actually.
It's
funny. There's quite a few that are pretty funny. But no, that's absolutely, I cannot run like that. No way. No way. Yeah.
And that, I'm telling you, cops amaze me how fast they are.
Yeah.
Carrying all the gear they have on them with the.
And that stuff is so heavy.
I'm
like,
sure.
I cannot imagine having to carry that.
And run.
And you can even see, like, on Steven's shoulder where the vest, you know, those vests are, what, 25-30 pounds.
Must be.
That's without the equipment. But it's rubbed like a hole in the top of his shirt, like from him having to turn and get on the computer and the rubbing. So just the sheer pain and pressure that puts on shoulder joints and their low back and all of that. So
yeah, I'm always amazed that they can catch the people. They mm-hmm. always tend to catch them.
And yeah, generally.
And here they're carrying 40 extra pounds on them, and they can still run fast. So
I
don't think you're going to
motorcycle that they caught this weekend. Finally, they've had all these motorcycles that are just terrorizing people on Riverside and up the highways. You know, they're going 150 miles per hour, and they know that, you know, the cops are going to have to stop at some point because then too many people are dangerous. Well, this guy got caught. The helicopter, which is so funny, I think the helicopter's name is Snitch. The police helicopter caught the guy.
Finally.
He got bested. So I'm like, that's what needs to start happening. I mean, they need to, because it is dangerous.
Well, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I had a guy I was coming back down the Broken Arrow on this weekend, and a guy on a motorcycle. I'm like, buddy, that's why you guys have crashes like you do, is stop weaving in and out of traffic. He must have weaved in front of me with no room to spare multiple times, just going in and out of traffic. Yep. It's like,
It's the truth.
It's crazy. I think you should try it, but I think you're going to lose. I feel confident that Steven's going to beat you.
You will catch me, and I'm not even trying. Not even going to try. I have my kids run from them. There we go.
Well, have you ever seen the vibration plates?
Yes.
You probably have one.
I do have one. Ask me if I've been on it. And no, I haven't been on it. But I did for a while, and I can see how that would be helpful to somebody, without a doubt. So, but then I made I decided to sit on it because I would see people sit on it.
Yeah, it's supposed to help with your hips.
Well, it hurt my low back. But I have a very sensitive low back. And then I was really sore after that. And that's kind of why I haven't done it in a while. But the standing never gave me any problem.
They said sitting on it has helped with hip pain.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to try that. So I ordered one. You know, I had cancer and I had uterine cancer. So they dissect lymph nodes to find out if you have cancer in your lymph nodes. And so anytime a lymph node is dissected, then you're open to lymphedema. And my oncologist is the most, I've got lots of words for him, but he's very matter of fact, sort of always called me crazy from the day I walked in there, just the stuff I did and the things I said. But I asked him one day, it was after my treatment, and I said, do you think I could get lymphedema now? Because I didn't feel like I had it. I thought, man, I skated through. And he goes, you mean more than you already have it? And I was like, oh, I have it? And he goes, yes, you do. And so you just get swelling in your legs. And it's just, it's just that lymphatic fluid doesn't know where to go because it got dissected out of the lymph nodes. And so it sort of settles in the lower extremities. Breast cancer patients tend to get it in the arms. And then obviously any lower abdominal surgery, dissecting of lymph nodes, it's going to go to your legs. And so I was really excited about getting it for that reason, because they say it does really help with lymphatic fluid and lymphedema. My dad's got lymphedema because he had colon cancer. So he also had,
Lord.
Yeah. So I'm anxious to get it. It's supposed to be here today.
So, but haven't you, I remember a while back you talking about some kind of lymphatic massage that you got from somebody from another country,
Beverly
or something.
Beverly Hills. Yeah. She's Brazilian.
Okay. Brazilian. You got it in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And the results were ridiculous.
It's shocking, actually.
I mean, it was like somebody getting ready for their wedding day, skinny.
Yeah. She does all the celebrities, usually for red carpet, like the Kardashians. And she's in Beverly Hills. I think she moved to Santa Monica, but it's called Brazilian Beauty is her name of her company. And so I'd always saw it and I knew that that's where they went, the Kardashians. And one of my friends that lived there lived in the same neighborhood as the Kardashians. So we sort of kept up with them just by living right there with them. And anyway, so I was going out to see her a few years ago and I said, we got to go. We got to get this done. I got to see if does it really work. And it is shocking.
Yeah, that picture is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy what lymphatic fluid buildup.
Does anybody here do that? That's what we need to know. Does anybody in Tulsa offer true lymphatic massage.
Yeah. And I know hers is a Brazilian technique, which is different than most American mm-hmm. techniques. And I think that's why, I mean, hers, she has a huge business because of it. So, but I know lymphatic massages really do work because our mm-hmm. lymphatic system, I mean, runs throughout our whole body and it just gets mm-hmm. sluggish, just like anything else. And if you can get that flowing again, mm-hmm. I mean, chiseled jaw lines afterwards, it's crazy what it'll take the swelling out of your face, how much we carry just in swelling mm-hmm. of fluid in our bodies. And so, yeah, I would love to find somebody in Tulsa that actually really knows how to do it because it's a game changer. And talking about feeling better, she told us after we had it done, just, you know, don't go out and drink beer or eat pizza or, you know, eat fatty mm-hmm. foods. But she said, if you'll eat healthy and drink tea, she told us to go downstairs in the shopping center where her thing was, oh gosh, it was a tea place. And she said, go get their peach tea and just drink teas and keep it light. And she said, you'll stay that way for a couple weeks. I flew home, so flying doesn't mm-hmm. makes it kind of all come yeah. back. So mine didn't last up, but my friends did.
Man.
And so it works. And so, yeah, I'm kind of on that kick now of lymphatic. And I think if I can get this stupid vibration blade to work.
There you go.
And if I don't
just call me while you're doing it,
yeah, take a video. But my dad's came Saturday, and then I bought one for my dad too, so for him to try it. He'll have to do it sitting down, but you can do it sitting down yeah. with your feet on it.
Yeah, it's real versatile.
Yeah, so
just don't sit on it if you have a L4 L5 problem.
Well, yeah, I don't have that, but anyway, so I'm anxious to try it. I have a question.
Yeah.
I had an electrician at my house yesterday. What do you, are you supposed to tip a contractor when they come to do something like that and they charge you a fortune? And then
I do not
tip them
on that. Okay. Now, I mean, if it's a service, like, I guess there's a difference between a service call and, you know, a service provider, but even it just depends because I had somebody come do some work this weekend also, and it was a $100 emergency fee.
Oh, yeah. $99 just to show up.
And then it said, yeah. And, you know, plus the fee on top of it. And said, would you like to leave a tip? No, sorry. I mean, I don't know. I mean, now obviously hair, nails, massage, I feel like things like that, specialty services. But no, I think some of this tipping has completely got out of hand.
Oh, see, I'm with you on that. I'm really bothered by it.
Absolutely.
And I didn't tip him at first, and he kind of stood there waiting for it. And I thought, buddy, I just paid you almost $400 and you were here. Only reason he was there longer than 10 minutes is probably what all it took him because he was confused. It was his mm-hmm. problem, not the problem at my house. And so then I felt bad. So when I left, he was still sitting in front of my house doing, because I'd ask him for some mm-hmm. estimates for some other stuff and he was working on those. And so I stopped and he kind of mumbled on his way out of my house. And I was watching him walk down my driveway. I'm like, he's really not happy that I didn't tip him. And I thought, I just paid $400 for 30 minutes plus.
Yeah, no. I mean, I really do think it's kind of gotten really
out
of hand.
I think it's crazy. Pay your employees mm-hmm. better and then I don't have to tip them. I mean, you're already charging me a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a real big problem with it. And I don't really typically tip those mm-mm. types of things.
Well, it's kind of like, where does it stop? I mean, yeah. even like with selling real estate, I mean, I cannot even imagine expect. I mean, I'm providing a service. I'm self-employed, whatever. I would never, like, I cannot imagine a tip, like, what? You can't, like, no way.
I know.
And I'm providing a service for, like, 30 days long of a service. I mean, yeah. But it's like, where does it stop?
Yeah.
It stops when we make it stop. So
right. I mean, I've tried to tip, like, you know, I order food at Sam's, the snack things to take that I donate to mm-hmm. the cancer center. And I always try to tip the people that bring out and lift all those boxes into my mm-hmm. car because sometimes mm-hmm. it's a ton.
A whole lot.
And they say, no, we can't take tips.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And
no,
I'm thinking, well, that's
to do that.
It should be, yeah. honestly. Pay them and then I don't have to mm-hmm. help with their income. So I don't know. I was really miffed yesterday because I didn't want to tip him. But then I could tell that he was expecting one. And so I did it. And then I was like,
sucker. Yeah. I expect a tip, Lisa, when I walk out of here.
No, I like some tips too as I work through with clients, but they don't tip me either.
Mm-mm.
In fact, I haven't even raised my prices in forever. And I would never, I mean,
no.
I don't know. I just have a huge problem with it. But I don't know. What's the norm? Do everybody, I know some people tip everybody. It's like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because it makes it bad for everybody.
Well, it's, and then you worry, is something going to happen to your, are they going to do something to jeopardize your, whatever it is they repaired if they didn't get their
well,
tip?
That's what I worry about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd be curious what people say. What do they tip? When do they tip? Where's the stopping point?
Hydrogen water. That was my thing. I know you distill your water. Have you heard of hydrogen water?
I've heard of hydrogen water. I do know. I think I mentioned, did we mention that book, The 1 Minute Cure? Now, the hydrogen water, you know, is oxygenated water, basically. So there's a book that's a really good book called The 1 Minute Cure. And you got to make sure you don't get the fake one. It's on Amazon. You can get it. And it is all about food grade hydrogen peroxide. Okay. And there's different, you know, there's 35% there. Like you got to really kind of know what you're doing once you, and it's hard to get here. You cannot get the high level of food grade hydrogen peroxide just anywhere. That is almost near impossible to find.
Yeah.
And the bottle that I got, somebody had actually picked it up for me in, I think it was Henrietta. Some store there actually carried it, and mine's expired now, but like, there are so many things that you can do with it. Obviously, this is not medical advice. And I would say if anybody is interested in hydrogen peroxide, get that book, The 1 Minute Cure, because that you can put drops of it in your water. You just got to make sure you're getting the right one. The right one.
Well, they have hydrogen water bottles that come with that, and then it does it for you. But there's such great information out there about what it does for your body and help it heal. It's very healing for organs and all of that. So I've been looking at the bottles. I would probably go that route first and see how that works.
Well, they say putting your water in copper, like a pure copper vessel or glass or whatever, is so good for you too.
Well, copper is just good all the way around. I mean, there's a peptide now for skin health and for hair growth, and it's got copper in it. And it's one of the peptides that are really popular right now for skincare.
One of these days, I'm going to go get some peptide shots.
I swear by them. I'm telling you.
A lot of people do. I mean,
because they're what's already in our body. They're just replenishing what is depleting as we age, which it depletes rapidly more so sure in some than others. All right. Well, that's it for the day.
Yep. So, we would like to know what anybody else, if anything we talked about, if you have any comments on that, we'd love to hear the comments.
Yes.
So,
yeah, well, give us feedback.
Hey, if there's anything you want us to try, just tell us.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Try me, girls.
Suckers. We'll try anything once. I've always said that about like any treatment for my face or anything. Yeah. I'll do it once and see.
I'll do it once.
I'll be bruised and battered, but I'll at least try it and then I'll probably never do it again. But leave us messages. We love hearing your feedback. It's fun to listen to. So we will see you next week.
All right. Bye.